Remember, you can leave a lasting legacy by remembering the thrift store in your will. Hi, this is Skip Tillinghast, and pay no attention to that idiot behind the microphone. He's only here to tell you about a brand new episode of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour that we're unveiling right now. And you can say you heard it here first as we bring you the rundown. We've got music this week from Brit rockers Black Sabbath and Procol Harum. We'll detour to the countryside with Christy Lane, Emmylou Harris, and the Kendalls. We remember a fallen rock hero that is Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. Three in a row coming up from that little old band from Texas. We'll play you three from Mercury Records' original Golden Teen Hits Volume 1, Rosie and the Originals, Thomas Wayne, and Sammy Turner. And we've got music from the Rolling Stones in honor of Mick Jagger's recent birthday. And while we go let the pest control specialists in, here's one from Tommy Bolin to kick things off.
We'll be right back. on deck. We've run afloat. I heard the captain cry, explore the ship, replace the cook, let no one leave. Ships come home to die. No lofty peak, no fortress bold could match our captain's eye.
We'd like to welcome a new chiropractor to our neighborhood, the Joint Chiefs. That is to say, we'd like to welcome any new business into the thrift store incubator, but every time a prospective customer comes to visit, they run as far away as possible and never look back. So, what do you say we deliver the goods on those first three songs? Tommy Bolin kicked our show off with Shake the Devil. Tommy Bolin, a guitarist and singer and songwriter who was a member of three groups including Zephyr, James Gang, and Deep Purple. He also maintained a solo career as well as being active on the studio scene. He was out of Sioux City, Iowa, and died a rock star's death in 1976 at age 25, an overdose of heroin and other substances, including alcohol, cocaine, and barbiturates. then shaking their fist at the devil were Black Sabbath and Tomorrow's Dream. That was from Black Sabbath Volume 4, which, guess what, was their fourth studio album released in 1972 and recorded while the band was using a veritable plethora of controlled substances. We followed that up with music from another British band, Procol Harum, A Salty Dog, 1969, which helped cement its place as one of the top progressive rock bands of all time. This is the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and it's time to head down a country lane with one from Christy Lane.
Don't look at me that way. You might destroy this tortured mind. I haven't been kissed or held like this in such a long, long time. Don't hold me so close. And look at me, I know what you're thinking of. Yes, I've been neglected, and I'm starving for love. I'm neglected by the one that once thrilled me in every way. And with temptation, I grow weaker by the day. So don't hold me close to you. And look at me, I know what you're thinking of. Yes, I've been neglected, and I'm starving for love. I'm neglected by the one that once thrilled me in every way. Neglected, and with temptation, I grow weaker by the day. So don't hold me close to you and look at me. I know what you're thinking of. Yes, I've been neglected, and I'm starving for
girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old. We all lose our charm in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Yeah, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let's rock! There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses, and diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Yeah, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let's rock again.
I'm certain you could get through a day without listening to any music. But why take any chances? We are the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. And this week's roadmap led us to Christy Lane. She did Neglected for us. Christy Lane has performed a reported 7,500 shows during her lifetime. Some of them in Vietnam, where she would perform up to 5 times per day while the U.S. troops were stationed there. She was born Eleanor Johnson in East Peoria, Illinois. She shares a birthday with Elvis and hasn't done a live show since 1995 after she fell from a stage in Branson, Missouri. Other country ladies in our previous set included Emmylou Harris doing the standard Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from the 1983 LP White Shoes. And with our third song, we were keeping up with the Kendalls and Sweet Temptation. If you're killing time on YouTube this week, check out the Kendalls' 1994 video for Make It Dance. It received a decent amount of airplay, as I recall, on CMT, or Country Music Television. We've got ZZ Top ready to take over the spotlight on this edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Joe Michael Dusty Hill, born in Dallas, Texas, 1949. He played cello in high school and listened to blues records growing up. An early band included his brother, Rocky, on the drums. And in three local groups, Dusty Hill played with future ZZ Top member Frank Beard. In 1969, guitarist Billy Gibbons was forming ZZ Top and recruited Beard first and then Hill. With the help of manager Bill Ham, they got a record deal with London Records, just like the Rolling Stones, who counted themselves among ZZ Top's early supporters. What followed was a 50-year ZZ Top odyssey that included playing rock, Texas blues, and that music video craze in the 1980s. Dusty Hill passed away recently at age 72. We played you three of the tunes he sang lead on, including Tush, Heard It on the X, and Delirious. Thank you, Dusty Hill, for your contribution to this week's Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
When the stars, my dark has come. You've gone for me. Oh, tragedy.
To be true, but I laugh. Venture you, dilly dilly. Lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I need a queen. Whoa, told me so.
Thank goodness the Olympics are over, especially if you're a member of the German team. It turns out in their rations, the Germans came up one box of sausage short. They refer to it as a worst-case scenario. In the set we just wrapped up, we played you three in a row from the Mercury Original Golden Hits series, Original Golden Teen Hits Volume 1. It dropped in 1964. From that collection, we heard Thomas Wayne sing Tragedy, a one-hit wonder from 1959. It rose to number 5 on the charts, did Tragedy. Thomas Wayne cut about 20 songs during his career and on 3 different labels before his death in a car crash in 1971. And they've never even released a collection of his tunes until this year, when Jasmine Records stepped in and issued every recording digitally and on CD. And then from 1960, it was Rosie and the Originals and their biggest hit, My Angel Baby. They hailed from San Diego, California. Unfortunately, like many musicians of the era, their careers ended up in protracted legal battles with their record label over royalties and credits. Hey, but at least John Lennon was a big fan of Rosie and the Originals and the song Angel Baby. And we closed the set down with Sammy Turner's recording of Lavender Blue. It was standard practice for some artists in the late 50s and early 60s to take an old folk classic, such as the English standard Lavender's Blue, give it a groove, and issue it on vinyl. Sammy Turner out of Paterson, New Jersey, took Lavender Blue to the top 5 of the charts in 1959. Sammy Turner is apparently still alive. He'll celebrate birthday number 90 next year. And you'll never know who you'll find waiting in line here at the thrift store. Why, here's Elvis Costello.
Accidents just like she used to do. She's so full of surprises. She reminds me of you. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the night.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, commemorating a time about 40 years ago when one decade was sliding into another. We heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions doing Accidents Will Happen from 1979. Elvis and his producer Nick Lowe were part of the new wave sounds coming out as part of the late 70s, early 80s rock scene. And trying to get her hands on some of that mojo was Linda Ronstadt singing How Do I Make You from 1980. We mentioned some of the honors that Linda Ronstadt is piling up as part of her 75th birthday year. Why, it was just a couple years ago in late 2019 that Linda Ronstadt was honored the Lincoln Center Awards. 2021 is the 40th anniversary of the Rolling Stones' LP Tattoo You. And it was from that disc that we played you, Waiting on a Friend. reminding us to mention that it was Mick Jagger's 78th birthday just a few weeks ago. And our condolences to fans of the band Poco, as one of its members, Paul Cotton, passed away recently. He was age 78, and that was Paul Cotton singing and writing Heart of the Night, one of Poco's biggest hits. And that's all we have time for on this edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. For everyone here at the Thrift Store, this is Skip Tillinghast saying thanks for being a good listener.